for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? How are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for a sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get into Sound Off Line. When you got something to say, hit us up there. Leave us a message. We review the messages, and then we select messages to be played on the big show like today.
I know it's too early to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think the Sixers hit on Landry Shamet.
What was it? He said what was it, Landry Shamet?
He thinks they hit.
Oh, they hit?
Yeah, because Korkmaz was a similar draft pick. Didn't work out, obviously. They're getting rid of him. And one of the guys didn't even bother coming over. So, yeah, you need to hit on late first round picks. He looks like a hit.
I hope they have. Somebody tweeted last night, Landry Shamet's a killer. No, he's not a killer yet. You know, he's Chauncey Billups. You know? So hold on with the killer part.
The best part about the Cowboys' downfall is that Jerry Jones stabbed his boy Tony in the back for Dak, and it blew up in his face.
Well, how did it blow up in his face? He had to move on from Tony Romo. He was like one of those folding wooden men that you press the bottom, and they collapse. He couldn't play anymore.
Like, all this offensive stats you hear about the Cowboys this season are meaningless. Nothing, because the Dallas Cowboys have Amari Cooper now. Those stats are going to be better, Mike. Come on.
Hey, I mean, Amari Cooper helps them, but your offensive line is still the same. I'm not talking about how Dak is being pressured. So being pressured and having Amari Cooper, you know, okay, you still got to get the ball out of your hands, and he hasn't been.
Can we please just cut Darren Sproles? Why do we keep him around? He's been an albatross tied around this team's roster. Just get rid of him already.
Yeah, I think they might have to. Injury settlement. Darren Sproles. And it was misguided that they believed that he was going to come back.
You defend the Sixers. You defend the players. They suck. You know, they really suck. It's a laugh that you defend them. They suck. They're going nowhere. Haven't won in years. They're not going to win anything soon. The process sucks.
Well, how did I defend them when I picked them the fourth best team in the East? How's that defending them? Come on, man. Pay attention.
That guy is... Of all the callers, I like that guy the least. He's got that weirdo voice. What is he? Yeah, and he never listens to what people say.
Defend him. I said, well, what have I said? They don't have enough. They're not going to play for the NBA championship. They don't have enough. They don't have enough to win the East. What have I said?
Hey, Philadelphia, I got a question for you. Would you rather be you or us? One more question. Would you rather have five Lombardi trophies or just one Lombardi trophy? Yeehaw!
That's maybe the worst Texas accent I've ever heard. So you failed miserably on the humor part of it.
Oh, my goodness. The Philadelphia Eagles, they were practically the doormat of the NFC East in the modern era of football. Now, they just recently got their little graduation ring after looking up to the rest of the NFC East. And all they do is go around puffing their chest, telling everybody else how it should be.
Nobody's puffing their chest except they're puffing their chest over Dallas Cowboys. They're playing a Cowboys Sunday. Don't you think that the people here should puff their chest over the Cowboys? They're in better shape, new organizations? Come on, man. Pay attention.
As far as the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry, third, I agree with Anthony on this one. Being an elitist is no fun. In fact, it's boring. It's just good fun to hate a rival like the Patriots or the Cowboys or the Mets or the Yankees or the Celtics or the Lakers. and the Islanders and Penguins and Rangers, all of them. You know, and by the way, another word for elite is stuck up.
Yeah, and that's what I am when it comes to Dallas Cowboys, because otherwise you give them credit. Now, you had two entities in there that you do hate because they're still viable. One is the Patriots, the one is the Pittsburgh Penguins. So the hate's legit. But if you're going to waste your hate on a team that's not viable, the joke's on you.
You're finally coming around. Callers have been calling you for weeks, for months, telling you that Ben needs to be played at the four until he can shoot. Yes, he's a great passer, great playmaker. He's great in the half court when he's just running the floor off a break. That's all wonderful.
Yeah.
But when it comes to set offenses, he should not be the point guard if he is not a threat of shooting and scoring outside of 10 feet.
You just made that whole thing up. You just said that people have been saying play the four until you can shoot. That's not what they're saying. They're saying play the four in general. That's different.
Mike, I know this is out of line, but I got to speak the truth. I blame Ben Simmons' father for his lack of ability to want to shoot that jump shot. That tells me as a father who we've been told has been the steward of his game from day one, you didn't challenge him when he was coming up. You didn't challenge him. You just let him do whatever he wanted to do because he was bigger and faster and stronger than the other kids. You just said, oh, you just clapped like a trained seal going to the rim. Instead of saying, hey, you're 6 inches bigger than the guy that's guarding you tonight. How about you show me a Kobe Bryant fadeaway? How about you show me 20 points from jump shot?
Come on, you can't blame Pops, man. Who do you want him to be, like Todd Marinovich's father? And like having teeth on frozen liver? You know?
This guy raises a son who ends up the first pick in the draft. Exactly. And we're supposed to say, the dad did a poor job. He's never been in any trouble. And we're supposed to say he's a bad father?
Yeah, you can't give him that responsibility. Listen, in a perfect world, maybe dad is a little harder on him and says, I want to see a jump shot now. But then you run the risk of being an overbearing father, which then you lose the kid. Close now, man.
That's the best of the best today on Summer.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Gotta be.
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.